Harry and Pricey podcast.
Dubai 92.
If you have just joined us, we were just chatting before, just before the songs and the ad break, about the elephant in the room, which was that my mum and dad are in town. They've been putting a lot of pressure on me to return home to Australia, which I think a lot of parents do to their children that are expats here in the UAE.
How long have you been in Dubai for?
This is my 5th year.
Yeah, they usually give that up after the 6th year.
Do they?
Yeah, so you almost made it, but you didn't.
So I will be handing in my resignation and I'll have 30 more days here at Dubai 92.
Your mum must be so excited.
She is. She really wanted to come on and kind of, I kind of said to her, I was like, this is your fault.
Yeah.
So you need to provide some explanation this morning. Hi, Mum.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Good. This
good
is my mum, Susan.
Good morning, Susan.
Hi, Pricey. How are you?
I'm good.
It's so early for me.
I was going to say, thank you so much for waking up so early this morning, because you are in Dubai. You're staying with Harry.
And, that's right.
This is your third week with us, which has been
this
so lovely.
Our third week. Yes, it's been fantastic.
Yeah.
But we really want him to come home.
Yeah.
The family just misses him so much. And I think it's time. It's 5 years. It's time to come home.
Yeah.
Dubai's had him long enough.
Oh,
his family wants him back in Sydney. So he's agreed. And the deed's been done.
Oh.
So it'll all be happening fairly soon.
Oh, dear.
See, you can, even now it's...
I know. Well, yeah, Susan, I had a funny feeling that this is going to happen because I spoke to you last weekend. And I remember you were putting the pressure on me, and I'm not even your daughter. And and so then I knew if I'm not your daughter and I was getting that pressure, imagine what your actual son was feeling.
Yeah.
So, that's right.
So your son's
so
coming
I
home with you.
I think he'll be a bit sad, but anyway, yeah, we all miss him so much, and
these
it's
things,
time to come back to Sydney.
Well,
thank you.
Mum, producer Roger's been away for 2 weeks. He is here as well. He's back.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Oh, can I talk to producer Roger?
Yeah, he's here.
Nice to meet you, Susan. Cheers for destroying everything around me. Well, I better go away for 2 weeks.
I know we didn't get to meet you, producer Roger.
But, Mum, you did have a question for producer Roger as well.
Oh.
I did, actually, producer Roger.
Yes, I'll come to Australia. Oh, no, go on.
Oh, well, you can do that too. That'll be lovely. But just on that note, just have a little bit of a think about what date it is today, producer Roger.
Oh, you are winding me up.
Happy April Fool's Day.
There's actually tears in my eyes. Not because Harry might be leaving, but because I've been, what's the word, burned.
You've been April Fools.
Yeah,
you are geniuses. I am the most gullible person on the planet.
Mum, you did fantastic work again.
Thank you. We don't really want you to come home.
Oh, okay. Is this a reverse April Fool's prank?
Good.
Thanks, Mum.
I can't wait to get away from you.
Okay. Are you still pranking me or is that the truth? Because now there's two hurt people in the studio.
It's the truth.
Get back to bed, Mum. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Bye, Susan.
Producer Rog, we're so sorry. During that, I looked over and his eyes were genuinely
welling up. I was welling up, man. Your mum is dead. Your mum, Susan, when I find you.
See you all weekend, Pricey.
I know. We didn't really speak to each other at all, did we?
No.
Oh, I had such a nice weekend. Yesterday, I went to Abu Dhabi. We went to Dew Forum and we watched the Harlem Globetrotters.
Of course, they were in town,
It was so good because I grew up playing basketball because my brother played basketball.
Yeah.
And remember we spoke to Hoops Green about, I think it was last week.
Yeah, we had one of the Harlem Globetrotters on.
Yeah, Hoops Green's one of the Harlem Globetrotters and she was there and she was incredible.
She's good, yeah.
She was literally bouncing, like she was dribbling around the court, but she was going underneath players' legs and stuff, like dribbling through their legs and spinning around. Like she was incredible.
Yeah.
And I was like, Hoops, remember me? No, I wasn't.
She's like, no chance.
But I did see something that I was like, what is going on here?
Really?
So the Harlem Globetrotters at the end, they all they kind of do signatures and autographs and whatnot.
Yeah, right.
And it was a real family affair. Like there was lots of kids around. But there were these two kids running for one of the Harlem Globetrotters for autograph or getting a selfie.
Right.
And they just started fighting on the court.
Over a Harlem Globetrotter.
Over a Harlem Globetrotter.
Two kids fighting one another.
Yeah.
Well, how old were the kids?
They couldn't be any older than 6 or 7.
Wow.
I was like, cut it out, you two. Look, obviously I have no parenting skills.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, cut it out, you two. What are you? I thought that they were joking.
Yeah.
And they just get more and more. And then parents had to pull them off each other. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
What, so they didn't let them like fight it out for a little while?
No way.
That's my parenting skills on show. Let them fight. See, the thing is,
I was 2 meters away going, cut it out, you yeah. two.
Harry and Pricey parenting skills. So the thing is about the Harlem Globetrotters is everyone knows if you play the Harlem Globetrotters, you're going to lose.
I know.
So there's no competition.
Right.
So everyone watching these kids probably thinking finally, like, okay, some decent competition. Here we go. We've had a basketball fight, now a bare knuckle boxing fight.
But it was such a great experience. I've never seen them before. I've seen them on the television, but I really wanted to see them in person, and they really did not disappoint. They were amazing.
Are you still talking about the kids fighting now or the Harlem Globetrotters? Yeah.
Pricey scandal. So Liam Payne performed at Global Village on Friday night, and apparently there was over 100,000 people there.
Did they have fireworks by any chance as well?
They did.
Yeah, I saw it going off on the horizon,
did
actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Nice work, Global Village. But this actually wasn't really making the headlines. What was making the headlines was people speculating that something was going on between Liam and his backup dancer, Chloe.
I thought he was with Cheryl Fernandez, Tweety.
He is. They've got a son together, Bear.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently things are quite rocky between them. He hasn't been spending much time at home, obviously, because he's doing his album and he's doing things like, you know, gigs.
Touring.
Everyone was seeing a lot of sparks flying between Liam and his backup dancer. Everyone was noticing it during rehearsals as well. It's all over the Daily Mail, so, yeah, not looking good. But Chloe, who is this, you know, allegedly... That's something going on with her.
Yeah.
She's engaged, so it's a little bit weird.
Oh, well, I don't know. Was it on stage or was it behind the scenes? Do we know?
It was on stage.
Yeah.
And kind of behind the scenes.
Doesn't look good, does it?
I know. Oh, well. We'll have to wait and see with that one.
I would hate to be the partner of someone where you wake up and read the Daily Mail and you're like,
I know.
Or like, it would just suck, wouldn't it?
And like, there's photos of them together because obviously they're working together as well. It's like,
yeah, it would suck.
I wouldn't read the Daily Mail if I was Cheryl.
No.
Richard Branson, he could be getting free room service in Vegas because he's literally just bought the legendary Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
No way. Okay.
Yep, it's in Las Vegas, and he said it was going to remain open, but there's going to be a lot of huge renovations, and that'll all be completed by the end of next year.
Okay.
So if there's a hotel you might want to go and check out when you go to Vegas, it would be that one for sure.
Have you been to the Hard Rock there before?
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's good.
He's right. It does need renovations. A little bit run down, but
right.
I kind of like that about Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, you want the kind of like older kind of, you know,
yeah.
They look like they've lived.
Yes, yeah. Rock star Vegas, right.
Yeah. And finally, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's had emergency open heart surgery. This happened on Thursday. And apparently the procedure went well, and he was awake during the whole procedure as well, because you know you can do that, right?
No.
Yeah, you can do that.
I asked to be put to sleep when they just take a filling.
Yeah,
when
I know.
They're filling at the dentist.
I'm the same. I don't need to be conscious for that stuff.
No.
But yeah, apparently he was.
Wow.
I know. And he's getting so much support from everyone in Hollywood. Apparently Sylvester Stallone said Arnie is a strong man and he'll be bigger and better than ever after this.
I saw he tweeted, I'm back.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, kind of like a dad joke, but yeah, good on him. Producer Layla eats in the shower.
It was a one-time thing.
So.
Not just anything. Peanut butter on toast.
Mm.
How?
It was just delicious. I was so tired, I didn't care.
I mean, that's talent.
Yeah,
That is talent. You didn't get that toast wet.
So we put it out there. Is producer Layla all by herself? And on 4009, it appears that you are.
Yep, you are all alone with that one. Not one person jumped into your defence.
Oh, you know what? I'm not surprised. But I'm on my own with the peanut butter toast, but there has to be something you guys do.
None that I can repeat on the radio, but I do a lot of things by myself. I'm in a long-distance relationship.
Oh, don't.
Oh.
I definitely eat in bed by myself, all by myself.
Yeah, we know that.
McDonald's, yeah. Everyone knows that. I don't think I'm alone, though.
No.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people eat in bed. Producer Roger?
I've been travelling on my own the last 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And I've noticed
This is quite cool. When I am in an airport or walking, whatever I'm doing, I'll put my headphones in, bit of music on, pretend I'm in a music video to that song that I'm listening to.
Yeah, you own it, babe.
Yeah.
We have different definitions of cool.
Pricey scandal. Helen Mirren has spilled the secrets on defying her age of 72 years old. She said that she's been suffering insecurities her whole life, and this is one thing that she's done that's given her so much confidence and actually saved her a lot of time as well.
Right.
She has. She's looking young because she's had microbladed eyebrows.
What's micro? I don't know what microblading
is. Well, what they do is they shape your eyebrows, so they get these little blades and they kind of just quickly just pierce the skin.
Okay.
And then they get ink and they just rub the ink over those
scars.
Oh,
so it looks like hair.
So it's kind of like tattooed, yeah. But it's really intricate and it looks gorgeous. And that's what she's done. And she said it's made a huge difference to her daily routine and keeps her looking young.
Can I be honest? I'm looking at a picture of Dame Helen Mirren now, as I probably do most mornings, to be honest with you. And I think the reason why she is very attractive is because she hasn't had that much surgery.
Yeah, no, she doesn't.
A lot of women get too much.
And they look shiny.
They look, yes, like you can see it.
Like Melanie Griffith. Go to Dubai Griffith. Mall.
Melanie Griffith. There's one. Oh. Yeah, got it.
Melanie Griffith is very shiny. Nicole Kidman's very shiny as well.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know, but I love her. But I'm looking at her now and she looks like an older woman.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful.
We'll put up on Insta stories the comparison, because there is a photo that's flying around with the comparison of Helen Mirren with no eyebrows and now the new microbladed eyebrows, and it does make her look very different.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, she looks good.
I love before and after.
Kendall Jenner, she's firing back at the photographer that's suing her for those T-shirts with Tupac and Notorious B.I.G. on the front.
That was a while ago, I think she did that.
Yeah. So what she did, she superimposed her face on these iconic photos of the rappers, and she did it to a lot of other people too as well. I think she did it to Mick Jagger as well. But so she put it on these T-shirts and she was selling them. So no one was happy about it. Everyone went on to sue her. And now Kendall is counter-suing one of the photographers for needlessly defending the frivolous lawsuit. So basically, Kendall's legal team, they've done their homework and they've realised that this photographer actually trolls a lot of people, and he has filed more than 450 lawsuits in the past just to get a bit of a cash in.
Right.
So they figured that out, and so they're now going to counter-sue just him.
So she's kind of had the wool pulled over her eyes a little bit within the whole context of it all. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Notorious B.I.G.'s mother, who survived, she's still alive.
Yeah.
She's suing Kendall Jenner
course,
as well.
Yeah, because the use of the image. Yeah,
yeah, but this photographer's just kind of jumped on the bandwagon a little bit.
Serial pest by the sounds of it.
Yeah, so she's counter-suing. Look out. Pricey scandal. So this Bitegate with Beyonce is still going on. You go.
Thank you, Pricey. This is Scandals About Me.
Okay, sorry.
Even though the segment is called Pricey Scandal.
Did you bite Beyonce's cheek?
No, I'm not a biter. But I saw this everywhere. If you don't know the story, someone bit Beyonce on the face last week, I think it was.
Yeah, so an actress named Tiffany Haddish, she revealed that she witnessed Beyonce being bitten on a cheek at a private party, which is full of celebrities, right? So since the story released, so many celebrities have talked about who they think it was. Even more celebrities have jumped on Twitter saying, guys, it wasn't me, because so many people are accusing these different actresses. The latest person is Lena Dunham. She is the latest to say that it wasn't her that bit Beyonce. And the reason why she wanted to make it public and defend herself is because her mother called her and said, were you at this party with Beyonce? Was that you that bit her on the cheek? Because her mum was like totally convinced that it was something that Lena Dunham would do.
Really?
And so Lena was online saying, guys, it wasn't me, okay? I promise you, I did not bite Beyonce on the cheek.
Biting someone is a bizarre thing to do.
Well, yeah, people are thinking that this person wasn't in the right frame of mind, if you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and even Beyonce, because everyone was obviously going to her defense, and Beyonce's like, don't go near that girl. That girl is not with it at the moment.
Right.
Like, it's not worth the whole kind of kerfuffle.
Enjoying the party a little too much.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so there you go. Lena Dunham, it wasn't her. So we can cross her off the list.
But we still don't know who it was.
No.
Oh.
One day it'll come out.
I feel like I want to start my own investigation.
Do you know what I feel like is happening? I feel like Beyonce is just making all these different things happen around her. For one day, I reckon in 2020, there's going to be a biography that tells all. and she's going to sell it for lots and lots of money.
You sound like you're wearing a tin hat made out of aluminium foil.
I don't even know what that means.
It's like you're a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. Where did all this come from?
Because
2020, she's going to release a book. It's all about the Illuminati.
Yeah. Price Radamus. Because... Do you get it? Nostradamus. Anyway, because there's so much that goes on in her life. Like, look at the elevator incident at the Met Gala. Like, that's a chapter.
I don't think she's thinking about all this stuff. I think it just happens and the magazines are fanning the flames.
Beyonce is very calculated.
Oh, you're giving her too much credit. Come on. She put out Crazy in Love and didn't really follow it up with anything good. Like, we're giving her too much credit.
You call me in 2020 and I'll tell you I told you so. So The Weeknd, he's just sneakily released some new music over the weekend and apparently it's awesome. I haven't listened to it, but I want to make it my Sunday night.
Yeah, 100%. I haven't heard it either.
So it's called My Dear Melancholy and it has several songs about his rough relationships. The first song is called Call Out My Name and apparently people are saying that it's all about Selena and he's calling her out for using him. In the song, the lyrics say, I said I didn't feel nothing, baby, but I lied. I almost cut a piece of myself for your life. And fans are thinking that he's implying about the whole kidney transplant and maybe he was considering helping her with the kidney.
Right, okay.
And then he goes on to say, you just wasted my time. So, yeah, people are saying this song is totally about Selena Gomez and The Weeknd is not happy and he's heartbroken.
Okay, well, we'll get a bit of it on tomorrow or something. I want to hear this myself as well.
I love The Weeknd.
Yeah, I don't mind his music. Mm-hmm. So who's he with now? No one. He's had Heartbroken.
He's single. He's been out and about with different girls, but no one to kind of tell mum about yet.
Okay. Mm. All right, poor guy.
Yeah, there you go. More scandal later.
Thank you, Price to Dramas. So was that what you... Yeah.
Price to Dramas. Did you like that?
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
To buy 92.